The state is reporting another death from H1N1 flu. The person is a middle-aged woman from Seward who had a combination of respiratory and other underlying medical conditions. She is the third confirmed death in Alaska from H1N1. Over the weekend, a child from Fairbanks who was previously healthy died of the illness. In the midst of all this, the state's new chief medical officer and director for the Division of Public Health had his first day on the job today. Dr. Ward Hurlburt says the state is doing more testing now to figure out whether the Fairbanks child had a secondary infection.
The CDC will be working with us on that. The reason why that's important is that the whole world, and in the sense of what we're talking, meaning CDC and WHO, have been concerned about any potential genetic mutation of the virus, as apparently happened in the 1918 flu epidemic. There does not seem to be reason to have alarm or concern about that based on the tragic situation with this young boy.
Is it known, do you have an idea of when the test results may be back so that there will be a better understanding of what happened?
The viral genetic typing takes a long time. The samples have gone to Atlanta, to CDC, but that could be weeks or even months before you get the final result on that. Before that, the medical examiner's office was going to perform the autopsy because this was an unexpected death, and that's the kind of situation that falls in their bailiwick. And they will be working with CDC, looking at what they find on some of the various tissues and organs on the autopsy with CDC. So that may give strong evidence earlier than waiting for the viral genetic typing. But the viral genetic typing is just, it's a process that takes considerable time and that really can't go faster.
The fact that this child was apparently healthy before he got sick may certainly worry some parents. What are you hearing, and how concerned would you be sending a child to school?
There have been 36 deaths up until this time in the United States for children who had the H1N1 flu. About three quarters of that number had underlying significant chronic illnesses. So about a quarter, about nine of them did not have that. Children can have an uncommon situations. They can just have a devastating situation like this little boy had where they become ill. So it happens. It's not common, but it does happen.
You have a lot of experience working in public health in Alaska. What do you think the biggest health challenges facing the state are?
The biggest health challenges that we have would be issues that as Americans and as Alaskans, so often our deaths now and our premature deaths are from what I would call diseases of choice. And that needs to be something we continue to focus on. The use of tobacco products is still the leading cause of unavoidable and premature death. Obesity is creeping up on it, but tobacco is still the leading cause. We have a good sense of success in that we've dropped from about 27 or 28% of smokers among adults in Alaska to around the 20% range. However, there was a report about a week ago out of Puget Sound where they're down to about the 10.8% range. In the long run, probably the most critical thing that the Division of Public Health gets engaged in.
And Dr. Hurlburt, how do you think Alaska fits into the broader debate on healthcare reform that's going on in the country right now?
We have some unique challenges here, probably one of the foremost being just the logistics of healthcare. With the distances that we have, the 85% of our communities not being on a linked road system, and that's kind of a challenge that other states don't have. So there are certain certainly very some very unique things. And I believe there is opportunity in making the decisions for care to strengthen the consistency of those decisions with strong scientific evidence. And we, along with the rest of the country, hopefully will be a part of that.
Dr. Ward Hurlburt is Alaska's new chief medical officer.